The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
At the end of Parashas Truma, the Torah describes the dimensions of the Chatzar HaMishkan, the courtyard of the tabernacle. The Torah says, "Vasisa es chatzar hamishkan lefaas negev teimana," on the south side, "Kleim lachatzar," the hangings of the courtyard, "Sheish mashzar meyav ama orech lapayaha achas," the hangings were 100 amos, 100 cubits long. Similarly, on the north side, "Vechein lefaas tzafon baorech kleim meya orech," the hangings were 100 amos long. The width of the chatzar on the east and west side, the Torah says, were 50 cubits long. V'rochav echatzer l'fas yam, on the west side, kloem chamishim ama, they were 50 amas. Similarly, on the east side, v'rochav echatzer l'fas kedma mizracha chamishim ama, 50 amas wide. The Torah summarizes, orech echatzer, the length of the chatzer was me'av ama, v'rochav, and the width of the chatzer was chamishim b'chamishim, 50 by 50, a difficult phrase to translate, as we're going to see presently. The Talmud in Erevin derives from the dimensions of the Chatzar HaMishkan the law of Karpif. The halacha of carrying on Shabbos is that you're allowed to carry within a Rishus HaYachid. You're not allowed to carry within a Rishus HaRabim more than 4 amos, or from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. That's Midaraisa. Midrabanan, there is a Rishus called Karpif. Midaraisa is considered a Rishus HaYachid. Midrabanan, however, if it exceeds certain dimensions, Beis Sosayim, 5,000 square amas, and it is lo hukaf ledira, it was not enclosed for the purpose of residence, it has the status of a karpef, it's treated midrabanan like a rishus harabim, you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amas inside a karpef, you're not allowed to carry from rishus hayachid to a karpef, and the dimensions of the karpef, assuming it's lo hukaf ledira, it's not enclosed for dira, the dimensions of the karpef, more than 5,000 square amas, are derived from chatzer hamishkan. The halacha is if it's 100 by 50, or that's 5,000 square amos, or if it's 70 amos and 2/3 plus an etzba, mashu more. By that, it's 70 and 2/3. By 70 and 2/3, the dimensions are 5,000, or more than 5,000, it has the din of a karpif, and if it's lohuk fladira, you're not allowed to carry. That's derived from the chatzar HaMishkan. Gemara Erevin says, daf chav gimel, Kamashir Sasayim, how much is the share of Sasayim? 5,000 square amos, Kechatzar Mishkan, Minan Emili. Rashi explains, how do you know the Mishkan was 100 by 50? How do you know that it applies to a square of 70 and 2/3 plus? We derive that from that curious phrase of Chamishim b'chamishim. What does that mean? My b'chamishim, Rashi explains. What is Chamishim b'chamishim? The width was simple 50. The length was 100. The width was 50. So the Gemara understands it means that you take the second 50 and you use it to make a square around the first 50. So instead of a rectangle of 100 by 50, you take off half the rectangle and cut it into strips and make a larger square, and you end up with a square whose area is 5,000 amos, and the width of each side of the square is going to be 70 amos plus 2/3 of an amma plus a little bit more. What is the reason? This is Gzeira Drabanan. Even though there's Nasmachta from Chatzar HaMishkan, the Gzeira of Karpef is only the Drabanan. Why are you not allowed to carry in a karpef? Why did Chazal treat it like a Rishus HaRabim? So Rashi explains on Daf Samach Zayin in Erevin, Chazal said you can't carry in a karpef Yosir Beis HaSayim. Why? They treated it like a karmelis, Mishum Demechlef, Rishus HaRabim. Karmelis also is Midaraisa, is not a Rishus HaRabim, but Midrabanan is treated like a Rishus HaRabim. Here also, it's Mechlef, Rishus HaRabim. It's similar to a Rishus HaRabim, so they were gozer, you should not carry. Different Malkiel elaborates a little bit further. Rishus HaRabim ain but diurin. People don't live in a Rishus HaRabim in a public domain. Karpef too, if it's lohuk of ladira and it's large enough, they treated it like a Rishus HaRabim, and there were gozer that it should have the halachas of Rishus HaRabim lachomra. The Levush, introduces his discussion of Karpef by saying, Kfar Yadata, we know many times, Pa'amim, all Melechus Shabbos and the halachas are learned from Melechus HaMishkan, and we know the dimensions of Melechus HaMishkan, so we derive the shear of Karpef from the Chatzar HaMishkan. Even though usually we derive Daraisas from the Mishkan, the 39 Melechus and the Dinim Daraisa, here it's Drabanan, they made an Asmachta as mechua akra to go mishkan, it has to be the exact dimensions in the mishkan. More than 70 amos and 2/3, you have to add a little bit more, so it should be exactly the area dimensions of the mishkan. Shulchan Aruch Harav also elaborates a little bit further. The point is, there are two points here. First of all, we have to understand why Chazal were gozer. Why were they gozer in a karpev? The answer is because it's mischalfenhein brishas arabim. If they're large, if they're small, they're not mischalik brishas arabim. The Shulchan Aruch Harav explains brishas arabim is large, so if it's a small area, it doesn't resemble brishas arabim. If it's large, it does. And what does that have to do with the Mishkan? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains that on the one hand, like the Lavush says, everything in Hilchos Shabbos is learned from the Mishkan. But the Mishkan too, he says, the Chatzar Mishkan was not Mukaf Ladira. People didn't live inside the Mishkan. And Tiltal was Mutter. They were allowed to carry inside the Chatzar Mishkan. And Chazal, in their Asmachta, said that the Chatzar HaMishkan, even though it was not Mukaf Ladira, was still just within the limits of maximum size that they were in Gozer. It was only 5,000 amos square and not more. So Chazal didn't want to Aser until the Karpif exceeded the dimensions of the Mishkan. Ad Bechlal, until 5,000 amos is still okay, just like the Chatzar Mishkan was okay, they carried there even though it was Lahuk of Ladira, so up to the size of the Chatzar Mishkan, up to 5,000 amos, you're allowed to carry. Once you pass that share, Afilu Mashu, Asur L'Tal Talbo, they treated it as Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a Drabanan, you're not allowed to carry inside of the Karpif. The Gemara goes on in Erevin and gives a specific example of a specific type of karpef which has caused problems for centuries in modern Erevin. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, a very short Gemara. The Gemara says, a karpef which is Yosir Beis Hasayim, so it exceeds the maximum dimensions and has the problem of a karpef. However, it was Hukaf Ladira. Karpef is only a problem if it's low Hukaf Ladira, if the enclosure was not put up for the sake of Dira. But if the enclosure was erected for the sake of Dira, you're allowed to carry. However, if it was Nizra Rubo, if it was planted with Zraim, things that grow on the ground, if it mostly planted, Hareu Kagina, it loses the status of Hukuf Ladira, Zraim Amravatal Ladira, the language of the postkim is the Zraim Amravatal Ladira, and it has a din of a karpif again, you're not allowed to carry. But Nata Rubo, if instead of planting Zraim, instead of planting grasses and vegetation like that, you planted trees, ilanos, areuk chatzer, then it retains the din of a chatzer, it's considered hukuf, it retains the status of hukuf ladira, and you are allowed to carry. What's the difference between zroim and ilanos? Rashi explains, bizaronim bitel diraso, why de bizaronim lo dari inshi, people don't live among zroim, among things growing on the ground, among vegetation, it becomes like a gina, like a garden, which is not a place people live. And it's Aser, has a din of a karpif, even though it's Hukuf Ladira, the Zroim are Mavakal Ladira. However, if it's Notea Ilanos, if you planted trees, Lobitel Diraso, we don't say trees are Mavakal Ladira. Why? De Orchalis, Tofif, Betzel Ilanos, Tamid, people relax and hang out among the trees. That's not a Stira to Dira, that's not Mavakal Dira, so it retains the status of Hukuf Ladira. So karpif in general, in particular, this type of karpif of Zroim, has been a problem for centuries with regard to modern Erevin. Modern Erevin would often be around the whole city. A city typically contains areas that are not meant for Dira, areas that have Zroim. And the question is, we have this problem. If those areas are Yosrin Beis Hasayim, they cause a problem. The Mravatel, the heck of Dira, and they can cause a problem for the whole city. If a city has an area of Yosrin Beis Hasayim, which has a din of a karpef, and especially if the Zroim and the Zroim are Mravatel the Dira, then the whole Erev is invalid. You can't carry inside such an Erev anymore. So the whole municipal Erev is batel. The ideal solution, the post can say, is to cordon off the karpev, cordon off the area of the Zroim with its own machitzas. You separate the Zroim with machitzas from the rest of the city. So the rest of the city, inside its machitzas, there are no Zroim. The Zroim areas will be separate. You won't carry over there in the park or whatever it is. And the rest of the city, you'll carry. The problem is, this was not always practical, certainly if there were non-Jews involved, or the expense, or it might have simply been very difficult or impractical to do this. So for centuries, Jewish communities were faced with the problem, how do you make an Erev around a large area which includes some areas that are full of Zroim, that are full of vegetation, parks, gardens, and so on. Assuming they're big enough to be considered Beis Hasayim, 5,000 amos, it's not all that big. 70 amos, Vashirayim is at most, about 150 feet or so, maybe less. It's a pretty small area. 150 feet by 150 feet is already a problem. So What do you do in such cases? So it seems that the minhag in many places was to be lenient, not to worry about the problem of zraim, of vegetation growing inside the city. For example, the Rav Yaakov Bloy in the Siva Shabbos, he reports that in Yerushalayim, when the Aderes was in charge, he says they used to be lenient about zraim planted inside the city. They wouldn't cordon them off. And Rav Menzion Yadler says that when the Aderes passed away, Rav Shmuel Salant instructed them to be stringent and not to be lenient based on zraim, and not to be lenient about zraim, but to cordon off the zraim with Turis and Pesach. But in general, we find that many cities were lenient. It was, again, very difficult. Rav Menachem Kasher, in the discussions of the New York Erevin in the 20th century, discusses the question at length about the need to be lenient in the case of Karpef, and he brings many leniencies. And that's what we'll discuss for the duration of this talk, some of the major arguments for leniency in modern situations, various arguments that Poskim raised for being lenient, even though there are Zrayim of more than Beis HaSayim, inside your Erev. The bottom line is, none of the leniencies are universally accepted. They're pretty much all dependent on disputes among the poskim, and some of them are very creative svaras, but not the pashtus. Nevertheless, it seems that because of, at least b'shas tzchak, or at least in cases where it was difficult or impossible to do better, it seems that the minhag was often to be lenient, to rely on some combination of the svaras that we're gonna mention. We'll cite five or six of the prominent svaras that are discussed by the poskim. One issue is gardens. The Talmud talks about zraim, some kind of vegetation. It's not clear what it is exactly, but the question is a park where the grass and flowers are planted specifically for the purpose of enjoyment to people. People are meant to walk through the park. There are paths. The whole point is for people to spend time there and enjoy it. Is that the same as the zraim of Chazal? So one of the first, or the first to discuss this, is the Meiri in his Chidushim to Erevin. The Meiri says, Mikolakum Yireli, despite what the Talmud says about Zroim, Yireli, he says, that Zroim that are made for teal, Zroim that are made just for gardening or for other purposes, that's what the Talmud was talking about. But Zroim that are made for teal, that are made for recreation, for strolling among them, Velotis Sham Tamid Latayel Sham, Ulahariach, to smell the flowers, smell the roses, Ein Elu Mevatlos Mechitzas, we don't have the din of Zroim Mevatlos Mechitza. Doesn't matter, he says. Even in the Meiri's time, apparently, the minhag was, it was a common minhag to be lenient, not necessarily municipal erevin, but even small erevin around their house. People were lenient, they had apparently big gardens that were Yosin Beis HaSayim. They were lenient because of this far, even though there's Zraim that are made for teal, are made lahariach, and they're not mevatel the mechitza. A number of achronim, hundreds of years later, a number of achronim follow this far. They all say those who argue this way say it's a milsa de mistaver. The Sefer Nezira Shimshon says that a stam gina is the chakloi, a farmer's garden, he says, a market garden. But gina, like the chashuvim make, like the aristocrats make, latil, and they plant flower, they plant zeroim lenoi, ein mevatlin dira, why? Zil basar taima. It's mistaver, he says. What's the whole chiluk of the Gemara, distinction between ilanos and zeroim? Because ilanos is avidi latayel, like Rashi says, osi adam listofev. So the modern ginas, the ginas of the chashuvim, he says the same thing. They design them for hanging out there in the summer, and therefore it's mistaver to say that these ginos are okay. Many other achronim, Marsham says the zraim are letzorach teal. They're tefillin legabe aderach. The gina is just meant to enhance the path, enhance the walkways. It's called gam nikra gan hateil. It's meant for teal, which is a form of dira. The Mar Yoha Levi, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Ettinger says the same thing. He says on his own, without quoting the earlier poskim, Meiri, most of them don't bring the Meiri. He says, he was asked about Deshaim, about grasses. Are they like Zroim of Chazal or Ilanos? Lo Matzasi Makar Ledinzeh. He didn't see the Meiri. He doesn't have a Makar, he says. But according to Rashi's Hasbury, he says, why is Zroim of Atlum Dira? Because Bizaronim Lo Dairi Inchi. Ilanos is Urchalis Tofef. So he says, Esav, grasses which are mental tile, that's also Tzorach Dira. It's a pasuk, he says, Benos Desha Yarbitzeni, he says. You see, the derech is to live among the grasses, it's like Ilanos, not Mavatel the Dira. So this is very mistaver, and we have a Makar Kadmon in the Meiri. Nevertheless, some of the Gedolei Achronim were strongly opposed to this heter, notably the Divrei Chaim, Rav Chaim of Sanz, as well as the Shaul Umeshiv, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson, they both basically argued that it's a low plug. That even though it's true that you can find some Zrayim where the Derech is, like Ilanos, that they're made for recreation and relaxation, you can find some Ilanos which don't have much shade and are not very attractive and people don't spend time on those Ilanos. Doesn't matter. Chazal established a blanket rule that Zrayim is Mevatel Ladira. Ilanos are not Mevatel Ladira, so Bein Laku LeBein LeChumra. If it's Zaronim, if it's vegetation and grasses, it's Mevatel Ladira. It doesn't matter if these particular Zaronim are consistent with and enhance the teal experience. It doesn't matter if certain Ilanos are not. That's the way Chazal made the rules, and Zroim are not Mevatel Dira. Zroim are always Mevatel Dira, regardless of whether they're good for Dira, whether they're good for teal and Dira or not. Another svara that Poskim gave to be Mekel is some Poskim suggest that the order of which came first, the heck of Dira, the enclosure, or the Zroim, is important. The language of Zroim of Atlam Dira, some poskim say it's only if you planted the Zroim after the Dira, after the Hekif, after the enclosure. The way the Divrei Kehil explains it, he says, Rakish Kvar Hukuf Ladira, if it was first made the Hekif Dira, and then you planted Zroim, that's a bittel, because by planting the Zroim, you're saying, this is no longer for Dira, now it's a place for Zroim. So even though originally there was a Hekif, there was an enclosure for the purpose of Dira, but now you planted Zroim, you changed the character of the area, now it's a place for Zroim, not for Dira, and we say that the Maisa of the Zriya is Mevatel, the Machshava HaRishona, and it's considered Lo L'Shem Dira. But in the reverse situation, where first there was Zroim, and then you made a Hekif, he says, then that's Mutter, because the Maisa being Makifil L'Dira, on the contrary, that's Mevatel the Zroim, and that's okay. Earlier, the Prima Gadim had mentioned this possibility, but ruled it out. The Prima Gadim conclusion was, initially said Sarachin, but his maskana was Mistaver, Kol Sheyesh Bozroim, Lav Dira Mikri, doesn't matter what the order was. But nevertheless, there were some poskim who were inclined to be lenient, like the Divrei Malkiel, say for Paras Yosef, or by Noble, and others who were Mitzadi the Svara, to say that the order makes a difference, that the idea is that the way they're learning, it's not that the mere existence objectively of the Zroim is Mevatel Ladira. It depends on your Kavana. If you planted them there, you are recharacterizing the area as non-Dira. But if on the contrary, you put the fence up after the Zroim, on the contrary, you're recharacterizing it as Dira, and that's okay. There's a similar svar, other poskim say, that if they weren't planted at all, if they simply arose by themselves, they simply grew like weeds, they grew on their own, again, then there's no din zroim of Atlam Dira, a very similar svara, that the bittel is only if a person planted them via dayim, but if they grew by themselves, and Reyosha says this, from Meir Arik and a couple of tshuvas, and Milchas Pitim, he says this svara, he says that asavim shlo nizru gedele me'elehem, they just grew on their own, yesh lorin de'enim of Atlam Dira, that it's not Mevatel Ladira. He says something related to this in Milchas Pitim, but he says if they grew by themselves, it sounds like a very similar svara to the previous svara that if you didn't plant them deliberately to Mevatel the Dira, they aren't Mevatel the Dira, and again, we don't have a problem. This is not so pashut. Again, it would seem to depend very much on the previous question, whether the idea of Zroim Mevatel Dira is because Bepoel you did a Maisa Bittel, or simply because objectively this is no longer a place that's suitable for Dira. Nevertheless, there are some Achronim here also who say that if they grew by themselves, again, this only helps you if that's the case, if they grew by themselves, but at least in those cases where grass just grew by itself and an untended area that weeds and foliage sprouted up, this is another kula that if they came Me'elehem, you don't have to worry about it. A third variation of the svara, a similar svara, appears in some achronim, Divrei Malkiel again, Rav Shlomo Kluger. They propose that the Zroim are only a problem if the Zroim belong to Jews. If the Zroim belong to non-Jews, they aren't a problem. Not entirely clear why this should be. Some posts can bring the language of Ein Adam Osir Davar Sheina Shalo, the non-Jews Zroim can't be Mevatel Ar Erev. Rav Shlomo Kluger says that Im Hem Shel Nachrim Nira De'Ein Osrin. He said that they don't cause problems for the Jewish Erev because Diras Nachri doesn't really count. The Gemara says Diras Nachri ki Diras Behema. That the whole idea of Schiris Rishus is only a Gzerish Tekanish L'Yomar M'Maisav. Doesn't apply to Zroim. Again, it's not clear. Diras Nachri is not Dira, but Zroim is Mevatel Dira. It's not clear why that shouldn't apply to a guy. Hakalpanim, the Chalkas Yaakov also brings various svaras like this, that the that we're selcher reshus from the guy, we didn't plant the zrayim, so it reduces to a case of zrayim shalom me'aleihem. So similar to the previous svaras, that in the case of a non-Jew zrayim, we don't view that as as an act of planting zrayim to mevatel the dira. So me'ela, we have no choice. So if it's up to us, we wouldn't have the zrayim there. Maybe again, this doesn't apply. If we plant the zrayim, it certainly doesn't apply. And if we like the zrayim and we voted for it in a ballot proposition, I'm not sure why this should apply. I'll call upon various akronim or mitzadeid for various svaras, which I don't fully understand, but various akronim or mitzadeid that if the zrayim belong to non-Jews, which is very often going to be the case in municipal Erevin, again, it won't solve the problem of any parks or any large gardens that do belong to Jews, but many of the parks and many of the gardens that belong to non-Jews, there will be a heter, according to some achronim, because diras akum einos eres, and masu davar shein shelo, and therefore, zroim of an akum do not cause problems for our erev. Last svara we'll discuss is perhaps the most heavily discussed svara, and it is a subject of major controversy, but it's one of the svaras that was most heavily relied upon too. It's the svara of the Dvar Shmuel, Rashmuel Avuhav. He was talking about this question about several hundred years ago, a case of a city that had an Erev, but there were open areas and areas with Zerayim within the city walls. And he brings a Svara from his correspondent, which he agrees with. He says it's, he thinks it's a good Svara. He says that Zriya is Mavatala Karpik. When you have a Karpik, which is some kind of uninhabited area, which you are Makif Ladira, you put up an enclosure for Dira, then the Zerayim is Mavatal. That does not apply, he says, with regard to a city. When you have a whole city, which is a bustling city full of life, full of habitation. Just you happen to have small areas, miktas karka zerua, halo mitzar, it's a small amount of karka that's zerua. That you can't say that's mavatel the dira of the city. There's a whole city, there's a whole city, there are major walls of the city. Rav Asher Weiss discusses variations of the svara, whether it's the power of the dira, the major dira of the city that can't be nispatel by zrayim, whether it's the power of the walls, which are major walls, one way or another, a major city and major walls, it's not mistaver that they should be nispatel to the zrayim. But he also throws in a second svara, which other achronim say too. The first svara is that real walls and a real city are too important to be considered batel to zrayim. The second svara he makes is that magam, Shalarov, he says, these inhabited areas, they're not a stira to the dira, they're part of the city plan, they're part of the urban planning of the city. He says, the Melech wants it, the Sari Hayar wants it. I don't know what the actual facts were, but he says, the Melech wants it, he wants it for security reasons, without any buildings, L'chizuk Shmira Se'er V'l'yonaseha, to strengthen the security of the city and its legions, L'shas Etzarech, like most cities have that, he says, most fortified cities have this, to have open spaces, whether it's for training or for to be able to pour down fire upon the invaders, I'm not sure. But such space, which is deliberately constructed to enhance the city rather than to be Zerayim, which are Mavatal Dira, even if they happen to be Zeruah, he says, they temporarily plant them, Lepamim Zaramoso, it's Derech Harai, but the space itself is meant to be open as part of the city. Such an opening is not Mavatal, the Dira of the city. So he seems to be saying two distinct svaras. The first svara is that the hekif of a city and its hekif is very chashuv, much more so than a simple karpef, and can't be in his batel by zrayim. The second svara is that on the contrary, the open space is not a stira to the city, it enhances the city, it's consistent with the city. The mela, it's not mevatel the dira of the city. The Chacham Tzvi explains the Dvar Shmuel. The Chacham Tzvi is the other major achron who everyone quotes as supporting the Dvar Shmuel, the Rav HaChassid Baal Dvar Shmuel, as he calls him. He seems to focus on the first part of the Dvar Shmuel, that the hekif of a city is a major hekif and is not like a simple karpef. And he points out that this has roots in the Rishonim. The Rush, the Maram, Rama Rattenberg, the Rush's Rebbe, already discussed the question of whether a simple chatzer, whether Zerayim is mevatel the mechitzas of a chatzer. The Shas says Zerayim is mevatel the mechitzas of a karpif. What about a chatzer, which is more of a place of dira than a karpif, even if it took a fladira? So the Rush and the Maram were mesupik, whether maybe you can be mekil and say that Zerayim are not mevatel mechitzas a chatzer. They came out, it's not so clear, and they said tov lahachmer. So the Chacham Tzvi says that the Dvar Shmuel svara is that even though we're machmer, we follow the hachra of the Rush and the Maram, that we're machmer lechatchila not to be mekil when in a chatzer when zrama mevatel the chatzer. Still, that's chatzer. Chatzer is better than a carpet, but it's still, it's not such a major hekev, it's not such a major dira, so we're machmir miyos tov to say that the zrama are not mevatel. But a city is a medina and an air, even the Maramu agrees that you can be mekil. Also he says, even in a chatzer he says, b'shas chach, you can be mekil because it's only a chumr, it's only miyos tov lahachmer, you should be machmer. So even in a chatzer you can be mekil, certainly in a city. So this is the shita of the Dvar Shmuel and the Chacham Tzvi, as they're commonly understood, that even in a chatzer, there's basis to be lenient, certainly in a city, certainly if it's shas chach, Bir Alacha brings this, many acharonim are somech, to some extent, tziruf, or even by itself, on the Dvar Shmuel and the Chacham Tzvi, to be mekil, that the erev around the city is not in this battle, even if you have absolute karpevs, absolute zra in the middle of the city. Again, the second svar of the Dvar Shmuel is that this only applies in a case where the open space is part of the city plan. It enhances the city's security or functionality. But they seem to focus, Chacham Tzvi and others focus on the first part of the Dvar Shmuel, that a city is such an important hekef, an important dira, that its hekef is not nisbatel by Zeruah. This seems to be one of the main svaras that many poskim were so mechan throughout the generations, not the cordon off the karpef, and to simply say that a mechitza around a city, we can be mekel. So in summary, as we began, many poskim, Betziruf, we're mekel, the Chacham Tzvi's language is that if we're not misakin it, that there'll be a michshol, yefshur b'shumo for nachal attacking, shal yichshalu rabbin, many people are going to be nichshol and hotza on Shabbos. So b'shas etchak, certainly b'shas etchak, many poskim were mekel, whether it's because of the svara of the Chacham Tzvi and the Dvar Shmuel, that the hekif of the city is not as battled by Zeruah, whether it's for the other svaras, that our Zeruah are often consistent with Dira and not in conflict with Dira, whether it has to do with the order. Because of all these svaras, we find that many communities were mekel, as the Nesiva Shabbos tells us, even in Yerushalayim, in the time of the Adaret, they used to be mekel to not be misaking the carpet. L'chatchila, it seems, if you can, certainly, it would be kedai to be choshesh. Many posts can reject the Chacham Tzvi and the Dvar Shmuel. They say, l'maitzu amachmer on the shayla of chatzer and huad and ir. There's no basis to mitzim l'chalik, really. So most of these svaras are either very mechudosh, as we said, or subject to considerable dispute. So ideally, it seems that one should try to cordon off the karpef if possible. But b'di'evad b'shas etchak, there are many different studim lahakel, largely this Chacham Tzvi and Dvar Shmuel, plus all the other svaras we said. So it seems that many poskim, at least b'shas etchak, will be mekel, that an erev around a city will be kosher, even if there is a karpef, even if there are zraim that are uncordoned off inside the mechitzas of the erev.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.